My grandmother was not a witch. No matter what anyone said, she wasn't a doctor either. Even though people lined up outside her door, nursing their hurts and their pains. No preacher lady. But still, neighbors revealed things to her they would never tell the minister. She wouldn't slander their Jesus, but she never set foot in their church. She only attended school till the third grade, but what she knew could bury universities. She told me to always carry a book because it made white folk nervous. Lots of people called her Granny. But for me, it wasn't a title, it was her name. She was my grandmother. And I sat in her kitchen drinking cold, cold milk and watching as she ground High John the Conqueror root, letting it fall into the hot oil. The whole house smelled like secrets, and I told her a secret about the humming. She turned down the heat on the stove. When? At night when I'm in the bed. What it sound like? Like somebody wants to talk, but somebody else won't let them. She kissed me on the forehead and she told me that if I heard it again, tell it to shut up, because little boys need their rest. But is it bad? Baby, something's good, something's bad. Like everything else. I finished my milk and she kept looking at me. That's my special baby. Don't tell nobody, all right? I knew that already, but I didn't have anybody to tell. Mom and Daddy, they just cry and pray and holler. Nah, it wasn't about all that, so when I heard the hum that night, the almost voices, I told them to shut up, just like Granny said. And they shut up. At first. But when I heard it again, it wasn't a hum or a song. It was a voice. A grown man's voice, and it just said, help, 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 help. And when I told it to be quiet right now, it said, run. I ran. In the middle of the night, I ran to my grandmother's bedroom, but she wasn't there. She wasn't sleeping. Run! 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 I found her in the back, in the dark, hunched over, mixing something with the root, with the oil. I didn't know what. I couldn't ask what.
Run! Run!
When she looked up at me, eyes flashing, mouth angry, I understood for the first time that the voice, it wasn't sending me to my grandmother. It was screaming for me to run away from her. Today, on Snap Judgment, from PRX and NPR, we proudly present Spooked 5, Innocence Lost. Amazing stories from real people bumping up against the other side. My name is Glenn Washington. It is a dark road. Please hold someone's hand. Hold it tight, because you're listening to Snap Judgment.